You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The rise in police-related shootings of unarmed black people, the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement, the rise in ambush-style attacks on police officers. These factors have many law enforcement agencies taking a new look at the way they protect and serve their communities. That's certainly the case with the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, where Sheriff Jerry Clayton is implementing fundamental changes in staff training and community outreach. Sheriff Jerry Clayton is here with us today. Welcome to Stateside.
Well, thanks for having me, Cynthia. I appreciate it.
How long have you been a law enforcement officer?
I'm in my 28th year in the profession, in my 8th year as sheriff.
And what brought you into the field in the first place?
It's interesting. I was originally a communications major. I got to the sheriff's office because I was a part-time job while I was playing football at Eastern Michigan University. And
no
I never
kidding.
Thought I'd stay.
So you didn't go in going, I want to be
Not
in
really.
Law enforcement.
No.
What drew you in? What made you decide this was going to be your life's calling?
So once you got going, you start to see the impact you can make on people. I started off working in corrections in the jail. And started off at a time where you really didn't see, you know, people call them turnkeys and jailers. Mm-hmm. You didn't really see the purpose. But once you start interacting and there's an operational philosophy of helping to manage the population and position them for success when they reenter, you actually start to see you can have an impact. And that's just been, when I went to Road Patrol and everything else, it's just progressed.
So in a nearly three-decade career, with that context, what has it been like for you personally seeing this steady procession of the kinds of stories that I just referenced, the police-related shootings that are on video and the ambush killings of law enforcement officers? We've seen officers killed in Dallas and Baton Rouge, the two bailiffs who were shot and killed in Berrien County. How has that hit you personally?
It reminds of a couple of things. That, you know, obviously we're here to provide a service. So we should always be mindful of that. And that the criminal justice profession, corrections, police, dispatch, it's a noble profession. You're actually trying to serve. But let's not forget, it's dangerous. And that danger, not only to the police officers, but the trauma and the violence that sometimes you see, that affects you. And you have to have outlets. You have to have positive, constructive outlets. You have to have leadership that's thoughtful and provides direction and support. All those things sort of always, now, especially in the seat that I sit in now, go in my head. And you know, as an African-American male, I get this question all the time. Well, you're an African-American, you're in this profession. Mm-hmm. I've been called everything from, you know, the younger, you know, a sellout to actually someone that people look to try to lead an evolution or a change in the profession that is beneficial to all. So, and I try to embrace that.
Have you noticed, especially as the torrent of news coverage of these kinds of stories, do you feel like your department has somehow lost some of the trust that you want the community to have in your department?
You know, that's a great question. So we have spent 8 years since I've been in office trying to do a couple of things. So to be community leaders and to recognize leadership means understanding the value that you add and understand the influence that you can have in the community. So the sheriff's office is a constitutionally elected office. So we respond directly to the people. So there's some impact that you can have there. And the other part is to understand that this is about partnership. So we can't police ourselves to a better community, and we can't solve all community problems by ourselves. So we need to know a couple things, that you do it in conjunction with partnership. That's the community. That's with business leaders. That's with other elected officials. And you need to have a comprehensive strategy and solution to the problem. It's not just about arresting folks. Look, we've been doing that for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. We have to change that.
When you see the nightly news and there's some cell phone video out of Chicago or other city area, is that splashed back? Does your team feel that when they're out in the community and people maybe look at them differently because of what's happening elsewhere?
Sure. So as I said before, so for 8 years we've been investing.
Yeah.
Community engagement, working with the community in positive ways. There are times that the sheriff's office is involved in a community activity, has nothing to do with policing.
Mm.
Absolutely nothing.
Just being a member of the community.
Just being a member of the community. Trying to be open, admit when you make mistakes, sort of challenge the community to also come to solutions. Mm-hmm. So what we hope we've done in 8 years is built up some credit in the bank, some credibility. So first off, people trust us, so maybe those events are less likely to happen. And we are in an unpredictable profession. So if something like this does happen, do we have enough credibility in the community where people will just pause and give us a chance to work with them towards some kind of positive outcome.
I'm impressed with the six professional development training sessions that you're introducing. This is for the staff: procedural justice, understanding implicit bias, verbal de-escalation, managing mental health crises, achieving cultural competence. What would you say is the unifying theme of these? And these are mandatory, right? Everybody in the department's going to these sessions.
Yes.
What's the unifying theme? What are you looking to accomplish?
So our belief is we should all agree on what the outcome should be when we have interactions with people. So our belief is, so those weren't just chosen at random. So you hear all the talking heads talking about de-escalation and all that. Those were chosen based on this. What are the outcomes we look for when we have contact, right? What behaviors should our staff and decisions should they make to try to get to those outcomes? And then what are knowledge and skills that they need to behave a certain way? Once we identified all that, then we said, okay, what kind of training do they need to get those knowledge and skills? So it's really a byproduct of a real thoughtful process and deliberate process. So we could have easily just done some training and checked the box. But I don't know if we would have equipped our staff with the tools necessary to have good outcomes. And that's what that is. So I could explain. I won't take you through everyone. But for each one of those subject matters, we can talk about specifically what kind of knowledge and skills we're trying to impact and what kind of outcomes we're looking for.
And it strikes me that these sessions could be seen as a good booster shot, especially for veteran officers, because as you say, you see things, it can kind of turn how you feel. My father was a firefighter. I know that stuff that you see that other people don't ever exposed to, it can work in you and change you.
That's right.
So this is a booster shot in a sense, kind of getting everybody kind of recharged and refocused.
Sure, and on the same page, and we at least we fancy ourselves as being a learning organization. So even if you've been on the job 20 years, there's still things you can learn. We've added, it's not in here, but we've also added Blue Courage, which is, now that's more about self-care, nor about going back to, let's get away from the cynicism and remind ourselves of the nobility of the profession and why we're doing what we're doing. And the other thing I want to add is we've been working in conjunction with our community mental health and Dr. Deb Pinels, who is working for the state and University of Michigan, and we have developed a two-day managing mental health crisis class that all deputy sheriffs, dispatchers, correction officers will go through. And we're also going to put on, eventually, we hope sometime next year, the 40-hour crisis intervention team, the CIT that you've probably heard about, specialty training. Now, so that's another piece.
And then a big piece is following two town halls at Eastern Michigan University, you're stepping up efforts to talk with the community, the people you serve and protect. Tell us more about the community educational meetings you'll be holding.
Yeah, so it's, again, part of a longer-term strategy. So we've done what we call impact workshops. And if people go to beyondthebadge.tv, there's an episode that captures that talks about impact. So I'll leave it at there. We've done Just Cause, which are more intimate one-on-ones or three-on-threes with our deputies and community members. Then we did the town halls, which was really around people were really talking, expressing their emotional frustration and questions. It didn't really create some space for us to give very specific answers to some of the questions that they had. But we know in the absence of facts, myths emerge. So these forums, these sessions are really around, let's fill in some of the gaps. It's more educational, so it's really us delivering the information to folks. So it's not going to be a lot of questions to be asked, but these are being delivered in response to questions that we have heard now for the last couple of years that we know we need to provide answers for.
So, yeah, you're opening that up to the public. So there's recruitment, hiring and promotion, new employee training, and then the session two, September 28th, Ypsilanti Township Hall. Evolution of subject control, use of force. I've got a lot of questions there, accountability practices.
Right.
And then session three will be October 12th at Dexter Middle School, veteran employee training. You're going to tell people about these new employee training series and corrections operations. So you're hoping you get as many members of the public to come in and learn.
I hope so.
Yeah.
People have been asking the questions forever. So we said, well, let's create the forum for them to come and receive that information. And the other piece. So once we've done that, we don't know how many times we'll end up doing it. Mm-hmm. Now that we have provided some information, the plan after that is to do some focus groups. So we're going to reach out and get a cross-section of people in the community and conduct some focus groups to start to glean from them, all right, if you had your way, what would police services look like in your community? Hmm. How would you behave? What are your expectations? What are some of your ideas now that you've gone through some of our sessions and you see what we do? Do you have any ideas to really now get that community input, and maybe we get some ideas. There's some trends that causes us to change a policy.
Make a course adjustment.
Right. So we're hopeful that this becomes a model that's replicated elsewhere.
And so ultimately, these efforts with the training sessions for employees, the reaching out to the community, answering their questions and talking with them, what do you hope will be the payoff for your deputies, so law enforcement officers in Washtenaw County, and the people of Washtenaw County?
We're safer. Improved quality of life. A stronger relationship. A focus on solutions as opposed to blame. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that that we see each other in a slightly different light as human beings that understand we have to work together toward a common goal for us to experience the kind of quality of life we all want.
The educational series is free. It's open to the public. You can call the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office and get all the information on registering. Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, thank you so much for sharing your efforts with us and talking with us on Stateside.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share my thoughts.